Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine. Sometimes I share music with you to help you learn how to be empowered from within to find your own happiness. In our household, we're not ashamed of the blood of Jesus, and that's how we identify our true joy and happiness comes from. This business, this brand, Move Happy, the movement, it's an American company. And the beautiful thing about America is we have the freedom to choose our own religion. So at our business and this show and all of our content, all faiths are welcome as long as you don't use your faith to try to harm another human being, especially children. We don't try to convert you on the show. I share with you recent, relevant research to help you if you're struggling with your mental health. My target population is people with depression all over the world. It's the largest diagnosis in the world, the most expensive. And I bring you nothing but the truth on this show from either my own knowing, real life experiences, science, or what people send in my direction. So I've been dealing with a lot of pain lately, but that's not fun to talk about. But if you're listening to the show and you're going through some pain, maybe you've had your own issues around pain for a long time, like some people in the Bible, or maybe you have a recent injury where you're struggling and it's negatively impacting your mood. I know firsthand it has negatively impacted my mood. Greatly so in the last few days. I was not only dealing with that, I was dealing with the financial disarray of a car accident that wasn't my fault, and car insurance companies were doing everything possible to not pay up money. And finally, I had the idea to reach out to lawyers. And after taking a nap, because the pain had impacted my joy so much so it had brought me to my knees. And I was like, Lord, I can't deal with this. You take over. So he said, I want you to rest. And I did. And I woke up and he revealed the idea to me. So sometimes we as human beings are more stubborn than we need to be. I admit that fully. I'm a very independent lady, but if I'm to be the example to you of how to allow the Father to lead my life in every step, then I need to be transparent with you when I am not doing that, so that you can learn from, hopefully, from my mistakes and not go through what I've been through. So we've got some progress on it. I am believing for a swift turnaround. Things are moving in a positive direction and feeling much more hopeful, which is good. I had to shell out a lot of my own money when I was on a trip, on a mission trip, on a weekend. I was being obedient to him. And sometimes when you're obedient to your calling, you might hit a roadblock. So what are you going to do? Are you going to just quit your calling that he's assigned you? Or are you going to ask him for the strength to keep going? So the topic for today's sermon, he said, is longing. I think I've just been longing for this contest to be over. In all fairness, we're almost to the finish line. It's been 3 years since I entered into a contest that the Holy Spirit had assigned to me 18 months before I found out I was in a contest. They were adding mental health ambassador positions to all major nations around the world. And I found out late in 2020, sometime in October. But the Holy Spirit had told me that I was the assigned person in 2018. Alone in my bedroom in a house in Tacoma, Washington, where I was sharing the space, sharing the shower with three or four other people. There was a shower upstairs and there was a shower downstairs. And there was a kitchen upstairs that all five or six of us shared. And that's when he revealed to me my calling by myself privately in that bedroom in 2018, right before I moved across the country. So longing, I've been longing for this contest to be over, but it's taught me a lot of things. I have this longing for my husband. I married my second husband, the best in the world, best man in the world, last year. And we, after 19 days of being married, I'm a veteran spouse. There was a death threat put on our lives because what powerful people in society do often to women is they try to use you and take advantage of you. It's nothing new. There is nothing new in the world that the Father above hasn't already seen before. Because what the enemy loves to do is repeat things in the past that have worked successfully. However, when the Lord assigns you something, He will make sure that you will get to your destiny. And it was very frustrating to have to move out of my husband's and my place because he made me move in there. He wouldn't compromise on living separately. I tried my best to not have to move again, but I'm obedient, as wives should be. In the Bible, it says you are to be submissive to your husband. But so many of these veterans, so many of these people in my government were in on this contest. Bunch of deceivers, bunch of liars, because a lot of money, power, and influence was at stake. And this is the first ever in history in the world for mental health ambassadors to be in positions of power and authority in every major nation. And my husband makes good decisions, and he married a good woman. And these evil people, they did everything they could to steal my joy over the last 3 years. They tried everything they could to ruin all of my reputation. But my reputation is restored and controlled by the Father of all of us. I don't care what people say about me. They blocked me from making money. That I was extremely bothered by. But they all signed a contract with this evil sex slavery group of children that sacrificed children in private. They signed a contract with them to allow that group to steal from me for 3 years instead of killing me instantly. Nobody told me there was a contract. I figured it out. After you've been stolen from and blocked from making money in America when it's supposed to be easy to start your own business. And I've had lots of successful people say yes to helping me and doing business with me and blocked on purpose for 3 years. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out when evil people are blocking you. And my husband trained me very well. When I met him, I was assigned protections from him. He didn't tell me at first. He pretended like he didn't know the other person that sent me to him directly. But I'm an honest person. I build rapport with people very quickly. It's a gift because I'm honest. And when you're an honest person, you don't have to remember all the 27,000 lies you've told and every version of the truth you've told to people. If you just stick with one story, it's easier for people to tell you the truth as well. I long to be with this person because he and I saw eye to eye on important things in life. And the kinds of things that you're supposed to be in alignment with if you're going to marry somebody. And these people, they wanted so badly to win a contest. They were willing to kill one of their best security people and me in order to win. But he made a promise to me to keep me alive. So I had to move out I lost the bed I had paid for. Every month I paid on time and I paid in advance. Very expensive bed. The most expensive bed I've ever bought. There, of course, are some beds that cost more. I lost everything when I moved out. I only had enough room in my car for whatever. And he had helped me move in his vehicle, and we got a U-Haul to carry the bed. I had to let go of a lot of things in my boxes, in his storage unit. He said, you can count those as lost, because he had to pretend like he hated me. In the first 6 months of us being separated, I thought he did. I had no idea what was going on, because these people, they used me. They tried their best to use me as an informant without telling me, without getting my permission, committing treason in America from President Biden's team. And they also used a former friend of mine that I had known for 7 years, very smart lady, a black woman, warrant officer in the military who served over 20 years, and her husband was retired, served over 24 years. Parents to a highly intelligent son with autism. Her husband's family, their history dates all the way back to slavery times. They own lots of land in the South, very rich family. And they decided to protect me and take me in under their wing when I was first kicked out of his place after helping him get housing. Both political parties used me. Both took advantage of me. But my husband, when he realized how valuable I was, he wanted to protect me at all costs, and he knew the only way to do that was to marry me. I made him wait a year. I had no idea what these people were up to, what they were capable of. As far as I know, they've killed 3 people already because of this contest. 3 of my associations. I didn't ask for anybody to die. I didn't give them permission to harm anybody. But we are at war, people, whether you want to admit it or not. And I am longing to be back with my husband. They forced us to be separated over a year since Easter Sunday, 2022. Forced me into homelessness 3 times. Forced me to change jobs multiple times because they sent bad actors from the FBI trying to befriend me in regular, everyday clothing. Being too obvious. Terrible actors. What do you expect? You expect me to get trained by one of the best security people that protects President Trump? And you think? You think that you can send somebody with a $60,000 annual salary and they're going to have the skills that I've learned? No. Poor choices. Very poor choices. I married the best man in the world. And I'm longing to be with him. It's not fair. But life's not fair. That's what I've learned. Pretty much my whole life has not been fair. He told me that when we first met. He said, Aaron, I think you've been spiritually attacked your whole life. I said, I agree with you. He said, you do? I said, yeah. I've gone through so much pain. It's unreal. There's no point in me speaking up ever, because any time I speak up, it just gets worse for me. That is why I long for him, because he made me laugh. We both had been through real hard life. He asked to retire from this organization. He did all the proper things, all the legal things. He had been pouring money into this retirement fund since whatever decade they started it. And when Obama got into office, he changed all the laws. He didn't like veterans. I didn't know that. He schooled me on some things. He didn't like veterans at all. Very rich person. Very rich-minded, kind of miser person. And I don't talk disrespectfully of people, but I listen to stories. And he was very opinionated of it. I said, okay, so he changed some laws. So what? He goes, I can't give my retirement to my family. To my kin. I said, that doesn't seem legal. He said, it's not legal. but you could do whatever you want when you're in a powerful position and you run a country. I said, so he just signed something and then now you can't give your retirement money to who you want to? What job in America prevents you from choosing who you allocate your retirement funds to? I can't think of any. So the requirement was, and this is what he told me, that he had to be married for a minimum of 2 years. I said, okay. So he wanted to marry me right away. I said, no, I'm not trying to marry you for your money, and I'm not trying to be a gold digger. Like, if we're going to do this, it's going to be the right way. It's going to be the real deal. Everything. And I said, if you desire to have a prenup, that way nobody thinks I'm trying to be a gold digger. That way you can allocate it, you can write a will up, and we can give it to your kin if you like. He said, no, don't need to do that. I said, okay. Well, I desire for this money to go however you would like it to go. He said, I would like you to spend it on the poor. I trust you with the money. I said, okay, so let's get a prenup signed up. So we agreed. We are going to do that. That's what he told me. But then he changed his mind. He said, no, because you offered it to me, I know that you're trustworthy. I don't need to worry about it. He showed me the card with the organization, with the retirement. In order for us to qualify, we have to be married for 2 years, minimum. Now, what I've learned in the military is there's a divorce rate. It's very high. It's way more common for divorces in the military because of the strain on the relationship. But he already served his time in the military. He's not active duty. They tried to have us killed when he asked to retire. You have to think about that. All of these conversations about wanting to remove the word slavery from textbooks in Texas and Florida and I think a couple other states, they've approved the removal of the word slavery. And yet here we are. Aaron Nicole is spilling the tea on our top security teams. And they have enslaved all of these security team members. I'm standing up for my husband. We're setting a precedence. Nobody's going to enslave anybody in America. Nobody's going to cover up trying to hide the truth and change our history. If you cover up and try to change history, it will be bound to repeat itself. I don't care how nice you want a cookie cutter sugar on top with a cherry cover up the truth. You're not going to do it. It's the same political party that hacked in to my day job last year, backed with $500 billion with a B financial entity, Brookstone. They hacked in, erased all the records of me ever working for the company. After I reported racism in the workplace of a coworker, and they've been trying their best to reach out to have that coworker move back down to their corporate office area so they can try and buy out their story. Not going to happen. My associations are not for sale. You've done that enough in the last 3 years. Anybody else you reach out to, disrespecting me or trying to buy out my friends, you're going to have to pay up times 10. Whatever you try to offer them. Yep, you're going to be putting it in Aaron Nicole Ministries, tax-free. I will never be paying any taxes to my government after what has happened to me in the last 3 years. I've been a tax-paying, honorable citizen my entire life. I started working two jobs when I was 9 years old, so when I'm 39, that's technically 30 years. Mm-hmm. And how many years do you have to work in America before you're eligible to retire? It's supposed to be 40. So by the time I'm 40 years old, that's 31 years. You get the idea. But when you're a minister you never quit. You never just, oh, I'm going to retire, unless you get like debilitated and you can't speak anymore. You lose your voice or something, but even still, you can shift and start writing books or whatever. It's incredible the amount of disrespect I've received in the last 3 years. And every time I reveal the truth on the podcast, then they try to cover it up. But I married the best, most fierce-trained assassin in all America that's friends with all the top-trained security detail professionals all over the world. Now I am love and light, and Jesus Christ desires for unity around the world. That is how I choose to live my life. But I am longing to be back with my husband, which is my legal right. You can't just try and have people killed that you didn't like that were winning a contest. You can't just try and have us killed because he decided to listen to the father's assignment to him in the shower. And he told the father above all of us that created all of us listening to this podcast and me speaking it, told him that he was to get on my podcast and I was to interview him because there was people that were damaging my reputation and he was standing up for his wife. There isn't a husband out there that wouldn't do the same thing for their wife if he really loves his wife. And after he went on the podcast, people assumed, and you know what assuming does? They assumed that I tried to convince him to get on the show instead of asking what really happened. And then they threatened a black female officer in the military to call me and trace our location. He knew, step by step, what was happening. And he asked for the dog tags back, and I had to move out after just getting married. It's not fair, but life isn't fair. Did I just give up on this mission that the Holy Spirit assigned to me in 2018? Nope. Not at all. I accelerated it. I created more alternative therapies. I successfully executed them in society, and then I was targeted. I executed a free alternative therapy for entertainers. I had a previous Super Bowl performer release his original song at my event, and I had top-level performers, international and local American performers, and the head of Disney Hotels, and a Bronze Star veteran that's worked with so many big names in showbiz, and Mick Jagger, and all kinds. Ugh. It's ridiculous. And then I was targeted after that, after doing a free event to help improve the treatment of people and patients with depression, for veterans and first responders, trying to connect Western medicine and Eastern medicine. I had 225,000 on the invite list, my second ever executed live event. I have the gift of bringing people together. That is how I was designed from the Father. And I am not afraid to work. And I make phone calls and people say yes to me because the Father above all of us has caused people of all faith systems, or even those lacking in faith altogether, to be good to me. Because he healed me of suicidal ideations completely in 2018. And all I've been doing is try to demonstrate his love to other humans. There's been so many political leaders that have access to all the power, money, and influence, and they are used to being the ones in charge, and they are threatened by the supernatural gift that the Father has given me because it's a first ever in history. And they were upset that I didn't pick their team, but their team was trying to ruin my reputation for the last 3 years and stole from me. Yeah, you picked the wrong lady to try and damage her reputation. Mm-hmm. And when I married the man that you assigned me to get you intel without telling me? Yeah, you didn't think this through. I'm longing to be with my husband, and I get whatever I ask for, as long as it's in alignment with the calling from the creator of the universe. And he told me. He showed me the vision in 2020 on Veterans Day. And I wrote it down on a piece of paper, and he told me not to tell anybody about it, but to hide it away until the appointed time. And we're like 77 days or something like that away from all the presidents of America and the first ladies, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Tony Robbins, Sage Robbins, my pastors Joel and Victoria Osteen, Oprah Winfrey. My husband and I will be reunited, of course. My mother will be there because they've stolen from her. And plus, I haven't seen my mom since 2020 when the Illuminati tried to destroy my family and cause division in my family because they're in every major technology app and they pay a lot of government leaders in America. They pay them a lot of money to damage ladies' reputations. Yeah. We're going to forgive everybody. But you're going to know everything. All the details. All the pains. All the frustrations. You're going to long. You're going to long for your husband or your wife or your partner along with me. Don't waste a moment being angry about small, stupid crap. I haven't been able to even text message my husband, let alone call him. They destroyed my phone last year after I tried to text him once. Yeah. Now you evaluate your relationship and how mad you are at your partner because they forgot to get your favorite conditioner at the grocery store. Yeah. Makes your trivial problems seem like nothing. Right? And it should. Doesn't mean that those things don't matter. Those things do matter. But I learned in a high school workshop on, it was a marriage workshop, but I was in high school when I went to it because I am an old soul and I never knew if I was going to get married or not. But I had a desire to when I was in high school. I was certain I was going to get married when I was 18 and I was going to move out the house actually at 16. That's what I told my dad. Didn't quite happen that way. I went to marriage counseling workshops. I went to ladies' retreats to strengthen my spiritual health because I desired to be like my mom. I desired to have a good, healthy relationship, even better than my parents. They had committed to each other to never divorce each other, but they didn't show a lot of romantic love towards each other. Sort of, kind of. They went through their seasons, whatever. But I desired for something greater than that. And in order for me to be able to have something greater than that, I took personal responsibility to make myself better. And in order to make yourself better, you have to learn from other people that are in that position, a few steps ahead of your journey. And one of the conferences that I had gone to, oh, I forget the name of the church. It was somewhere in Puyallup, I remember. I was a junior in high school, I believe. So this would have been the year after 9/11. So it would have been 2002 or 2003. I can't remember what month it was. I went. I think I was by myself, actually. I heard about it from one of our Sunday school, high school youth mentors. She was from Japan and she had a work visa. Her name was Mickey, M-I-K-I. She was my small group leader. And I think she was going to it or she was thinking about going to it, and I decided to meet her there, but I had never found her. So I just went in. And I remember the therapists, I think it was a husband and wife couple, they talked about big issues versus small issues. And you have to ask yourself, is this problem? You can argue and you can win this argument right now, but it's like a battle, right? And it's like a big war, and you can win some of the battles and lose some of the battles, but ultimately you might lose the whole war, right? You might lose your marriage over arguing over this silly little thing. So they gave examples of, ask yourself, is this, you could think to yourself, is this a big issue that we need to have a conversation about right now, or is this something that I can swallow, take a pause, take maybe a 5-minute break, go outside, cool down, whatever, and let it go, or discuss it in a letter and have a conversation at a later time, whatever. Is it a big issue or is it a small issue? Right? You could do that and start practicing that right now in your marriage, I promise you, or in your relationship if you're dating somebody and you're not quite to the marriage part yet. I studied things like this. I soaked in. I read books about things like this because I didn't know if I would ever be blessed to be married to anybody. But I knew that I was going to do my part to be the best wife that I could be. And my first marriage was a complete joke. Person didn't value me, they didn't respect me, and they lied to my face and they lied to my father about their faith. I learned my lesson. I will never do that again. I married a good man. And then a death threat was put on our lives because of political war games, because I have been leaning into this calling since 2018 from the Holy Spirit. And they thought that, oh, well, if she gets married to this guy, then she'll stop. She'll stop her focus. But no, it accelerated it. When you marry someone that loves you, they're going to support you in your dreams and ambitions. They're not going to try to hold you back from them. Then they got threatened, oh crap, we can't steal from her anymore because he's in on it. And if we steal from her, he's gonna catch us. Yeah, so they just decided to kill us both. But that didn't work out too well in their favor. So he and I have been separated for over a year, and come October 17th, that's what the Holy Spirit was nudging me to say just now. He said, say the date. We're going to choose to forgive all of our leaders in power that have been arguing, that have been doing all kinds of nasty things. I don't know what they do. It's none of my business. What is my business is when you force me to be apart from my husband for over a year, force me into homelessness for 3 years, block me from making money and stealing my associations and try to cover it up. No. Not on my watch. Not acceptable. Because if I allow you to walk all over me as a woman, as a veteran spouse, then you'll keep on doing it to the rest of the veteran spouses. We're setting a precedence. We're going to forgive you, but we're not allowing you to cover this up. You're not going to cover up the slavery you have forced your security teams into. For gosh knows how long you've just been taking advantage of the people that protect you and keep you and your families alive. Do you not realize that they know all the details about you and all your dark, dirty little behaviors that you think no one's going to find out about? You need to be very careful how you tread moving forward. Be respectful of the citizens you're responsible for. I'm so grateful President Trump decided to allocate his resources in 2020, even though there is a lot of evil, dark things that were going on. People cheated in the election, all kinds of evil things. He chose to allow one of his top security guys to look out for me, to protect me, and to look into why was my non-emergency 911 number, why was it erased? What was going on? He allowed for his team to protect me. Round-the-clock protections. I had protections from all political security teams. Everybody looked out for me, and they all evaluated me. Some trusted, some didn't. So what? I'm still here. I made a good decision last year. I made him wait a year. I launched my nonprofit ministries to say thank you to him and all of his buddies. I didn't know who they were. I didn't meet any of them. I said, don't tell me who they are. If it's national security breach, if you tell me, then don't tell me that stuff. You do your job. I'll do mine. I'm good at bringing people together. I'm good at entertaining. I'm good at a variety of things because the Father loves me and he desires to bless me because I am generous and I desire to help demonstrate to other people that they can have a joyful life. And the last 3 years has been L. I've been tortured in America for 3 years. Geneva Code broken. Multiple laws broken. I'm going to forgive it all. I'm going to forgive it all. Because that's what my faith system says to do. but we're not going to pretend like it didn't happen. So if I were you and I was in office right now and I had all of the power to veto things and to allow certain states to cover up slavery, I would stop that madness right now. You might think that you're making America look a little nicer, but you're not. You're not. That's like asking everybody that has a Bible in the world, which is the number one selling book and has been and will always be in the world, asking them to cover up the fact that the Egyptians enslaved the Jews. It's not going to happen. That's what the enemy tries to do, tries to cover up the truth. There are people that on purpose try to say that Hitler wasn't a real person. Yeah. But my friend, her grandmother was in an internment camp for German internment camp. Yeah, he killed all kinds of people. You can't cover up the truth. It just makes you look worse. It makes you look more guilty. So let's all make the decision that moving forward, we're all going to long for love. We're all going to long for leaving a legacy on the earth. So that when people think of your name, when your family thinks of your name, they smile and they say, I am so grateful that I came from the lineage, for I'm a descendant of, fill in the blank. If you continue choosing to make poor choices, the Holy Spirit already told me, 100 of your generations will be completely obliterated off the face of the earth. You and your family history will be wiped clean. No one will know who you are. You will not get to keep any of your riches, and you will have eternal damnation. Yeah. That's not good. It's not good at all. The enemy desires to make you think that the Creator isn't real. It's nothing new. But the enemy came from the Creator. So, don't be a fool. There's plenty of people in the world that are foolish. If information is brought to you to teach you otherwise, and you choose to not listen, that is the definition of a fool. So long to be a better leader. Long to leave a legacy. And long to lead a life of love. Because I promise you, it's a much more fulfilling and joyful life. And you will get so many people to join in your movement for free if you choose love. Whatever it is, anything in the world, whatever it is that you have been designed from the Father to do, as long as you don't expect things in return. Now, sometimes it's okay to ask for things in return, right? If you're doing a business transaction, right? I'm paying you this for this, right? But no one is allowed to do any kind of slavery for children or adults. You can't kill off your security teams because they ask to retire. If they've already worked over 40 years for the government, if you don't allow them to retire, you are just as guilty as all the people that are involved in the sex slavery of the little children. And maybe you're doing both things. And you think that we won't find out. But my husband's a very smart man. And he's got associations in every single organization in America and around the world. You don't know who his associations are. You don't know who you can trust. And he's always making new friends because he's a very loving person. And he's very spiritually connected to the Father. He's my fierce warrior, and we haven't been allowed to be together. But come October 17th, no one will bother our marriage moving forward. No one will tell lies about me or my husband moving forward. No one will ask any questions of me that they know I'm not allowed to talk about. They can ask, and then I'll look over at my husband and I'll say, would you like to answer this one? And then he will say, tell them to be quiet. Or he'll say something like, what's your intention behind this question? Like what Oprah Winfrey says, right? When you learn how to be a good interviewer, you get better with every single person you interview. And if you are very specific about the intentions behind the interview, and you ask people before you start to hit the record button, you might save yourself your reputation just by asking them before you hit record. Because if they aren't clear on what their intentions are and they want to be interviewed by you, or they want you to interview, or vice versa, whatever, and really they're just, they got paid a bunch of money to try and damage your reputation and try and embarrass you on camera, you'll know right away. Then you can stand up, say thank you very much for your time, but this is not in alignment with my life mission. And then you leave. You're allowed to do that. I'm allowed to do that. And that is what I will do moving forward if anybody tries to disrespect me. That's the level of training that I received from my husband and what I've had to learn how to do in the last 3 years, because so many people have disrespected me. It's unreal. It's unreal. But come October, we're going to be getting a lot of donations, tax-free, from our government and from very rich organizations that have thought they were getting away with stealing from me for the last 3 years. But my husband traced everything. And the Holy Spirit reveals things to me and reminds me of things, because nobody can steal anything from a child of the Most High King without his permission. And my husband and I are very generous people. We don't desire to hold all our money in our bank accounts like a bunch of these evil rich people have been doing for way too long. We desire to help the poor, which is what Jesus told all of us to do. The last will be first, and the first will be last. And I was talking earlier to one of the representatives of the law office, and we were just talking about my level of pain, and I said the only thing that's really relieved my pain is when I get on my recordings and I do my little sermons. That's the only thing that relieves my back pain. I'm in so much pain. But when you're in the presence of the Holy Spirit, there is no pain when He is present with you. So if you're experiencing physiological pain like I am, or emotional pain like I am, or financial pain like I am, or any other kind of pain, maybe you lost a spouse and you're grieving that loss, maybe you lost a friend in the war in Ukraine, or in other wars around the world. I'm aware of that one because America's involved. I don't really watch the news too much. There is a freedom. Where the Creator of the universe is, there is freedom. There is no pain when you are in His presence. You can have that peace right now. You can have that knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you were to die tomorrow, that you are at complete peace because you know that you will spend eternity with Him. If you don't have a personal relationship with the Father and you desire to, you can do it at any time, but there's no time like the present. So whatever you're doing right now, if you're driving or whatever and you desire to get super focused, see if you can pause this episode and find a safe spot to park and repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I know I can't earn it. I can't buy it. It's a gift you give. to those who truly believe in you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I make mistakes. I've made a ton. But I don't desire to do that anymore. I desire to walk with you and to do the right thing, make good decisions in my life, and choose to love people, even those that hurt me. Father, I ask that you come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family. We encourage you to get plugged into a Bible-based church. Keep God first place. And keep on looking out for October's meeting. Once you see that post, you'll know. You can start donating if you desire to our nonprofit arm for veterans and first responders, AaronNicoleMinistries.org. Between now and then, Father, is there any ask you desire for me to ask for my listeners? Okay, he says to call five of your friends. Call five of your friends when you have a moment today. Maybe not when you're driving, but call five of your friends that you love, that you appreciate, and let them know what you specifically appreciate about them. What have they done for you in your life? What stands out to you specifically? Because oftentimes, people just need to be reminded how much they're loved for and cared for. And that's going to bring you joy to release the truth to your friend. And it's going to establish your friendship as a strong relationship and maybe reconnect you with somebody you haven't thought about in a long time. And if the Lord is bringing them to mind, then perhaps they're going through something difficult. That is the body of the Holy Spirit. I've had so many intuitive things happen where someone is brought to my mind, I call them, and they're going through something terrible, and they are so grateful that I've reached out to them. So that is my ask for you, to call five of your dearest friends. And you don't have to limit yourself to five, but that's what the Holy Spirit said. So I think it's an easy number for us all to do. And I'm going to do it as well later on this week. So thank you very much for listening. If it's the first time listening, or if you've been a fan of the show and supporting of it and it's transformed your life, feel free, if you desire, to share this episode on your social media and write a couple sentences if you desire to. If you got the time, we'd appreciate it. Thank you. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.